Gavin Newsom responds to Appalachia High shooting by pushing gun control that wouldn't stop attacks. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 9, 2024. California Governor Gavin Newsom, D., responded to the Appalachia High School attack by pushing gun control Sunday that would not stop attacks on schools from occurring. Newsom posted to X. Notice 75% of Newsom's proposed gun control deals with point of sale. 1. Add background checks to private sales. 2. Raise minimum purchase age to 21. And 3. Put a waiting period in place for gun purchases. None of these gun controls would have had the least impact on the Appalachia High School attacker, as he was only 14 years old. Which means he was already too young to buy a gun, period. These same types of point-of-sale gun controls were pushed following the December 14, 2012, Sandy Hook Elementary School attack, even though the attacker in that instance stole his guns, rendering point-of-sale gun controls of no consequence. Newsom's fourth gun control is an assault weapons ban, which would also fail to stop school shootings. For example, the federal assault weapons ban, the ban which Democrats consistently called to be renewed, was in place 1994 to 2004, which means it was in force when the Columbine attack occurred on April 20, 1999. Despite the ban, 13 innocents were killed and over 20 others wounded. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Down Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.